Hi, Cecil.
Hey, Tazura.
And I'm Jermaine.
And welcome to the 100th episode of Clarity's
Hush Podcast.
I whispered and shouted.
Yeah, it's 100 episode.
Let's shout it
for once.
Welcome to the 100th episode of Clarity's
Hush Podcast.
Happy 100th episode, girls.
Wow. How do you say 100th episode in Mandarin?
第一百集. That's basically it. How do
you
say in Malay?
Yeah.
Episode ke 100.
Episode ke
100.
Yes. Yummy for some reason. Ke 100.
100 is just wild. It's insane.
I know. How do you girls feel about this?
I can't believe it. It doesn't feel like 100.
Our first episode done in 2020?
2020.
2020 October.
Yes, that's correct. So it's been more than 3 years since we've started.
Since I've seen your faces.
You don't want to see? I will leave now.
My goodness. When we recorded our first episode, I never imagined we would be sitting here doing our 100th episode.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Today we're in a completely new set altogether. Now, one thing you might not know about Hush Podcast is that we are very mobile. We have had different sets. No, we really are a mobile podcast.
We've had Pixel Studios. That was our first location. Mm-hmm. The smallest. Studio.
Like, it was just barely enough.
We started on a grey sofa. Do you remember?
Yeah. And we had to sit, separately because the sofa couldn't hold three of us.
That's true.
Remember that?
I mean, now we're sitting on the floor. So, actually, we started from the bottom. We went even lower.
I love that.
So, Pixel Studios.
The small one.
Yes.
Then we had the bigger studio in Pixel Studios.
In Pixel.
In Pixel first. Okay. Yes. We upgraded
to the bigger one.
Yep. Mm.
Sitting on the floor.
Correct. Yes. With these very comfy cushions from 9N.
9N! Oh my god.
9N! Yeah.
Shout out.
Believed in us when we had nothing.
When we were nobodies.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're still nobodies, but
it's true.
And then we moved to MediaCorp.
Uh-uh.
MediaCorp was like, come.
Come back home.
That was great.
Yeah.
And then we had a few studios in MediaCorp. And then after that, we moved to Elvin Studio.
No, there was one more before that.
Kinu Studios.
Yes. Kinu Studios, that's right. Then we moved to Elvin Studio, and today we're here at Ni'an Poly.
With an audience.
Yeah. You might not be able to see on the screens, but with an entire audience behind. Hi, you guys.
Hi, guys. What's up? Some of them are sleeping. Hey, wake up. Wake up.
We're very boring.
So we're actually here because we are doing a collaboration with the film and media studies students. Mm-hmm. They have such a nice studio, you guys.
I know.
This is also where you spent a couple of years of your life.
Oh, that is true. That is true. Yeah, as I was walking down the hallway, I was like, am I 17 again? Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's great because today is January 2nd, 2024. It's a brand new year, so shout out to
everybody!
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, how time flies.
Life has changed so much in the last 100 episodes.
Right. So I think, you know, in view that this is our 100th episode and it's a brand new year, let's take this episode to slow down a bit and just reflect on the past 99 episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
And the past 3 years of our lives.
I'm getting emotional. I'm scared.
It's wild to think you've done 99 episodes. Like, I couldn't name you probably 10 episodes.
Yeah, I think I can.
Confirm can.
Off the top of my mind.
Come, let's...
The recent ones. Pocketing.
Okay. Overreacting. Remember that?
Yes.
Overreacting.
Slut shaming. Toxic mother-daughter relationships.
Correct. Work baby, a real baby.
Yes.
Yes, the one with Rachel, right?
Oh.
And the one with Jean Danker, girls supporting girls in the workplace.
Correct.
The sixth one, yeah?
Fertility.
That's right.
The one with Kelly Mealy.
I love that.
Cheating the one you loved.
Ooh, situationship.
Y'all ate that up. Yeah.
Actually, speaking of all of these, which is your favorite episode so far?
I really like the one with Kelly. As in, we met a Hollywood star.
Uh-uh.
Can you believe that?
You meet one every day.
You are. All right. Hollywood Singapore. I really like that episode with Kelly. I think she was very honest with us. And it's nice to look up to someone and, you know, learn from their life experiences.
If we were to speak about which episode with a guest that left the strongest impact for me, I've always talked about Rachel.
I know your answer.
Rachel, anyway.
Naomi. Yeah. She's so influential as well, the way she speaks. But my recent favourite is the one with Jean Danker. I mean, she's a radio personality. She knows what we are doing for a living. She understands the struggles, right?
I think everyone has a crush on Jean Danker.
I know.
Girls, guys, everyone.
She's so elegant, so graceful. I don't know how she does that. So, yeah. What about you, Zura?
Favorite guest?
Mm-mm.
Actually, something that sticks out in my mind is the one we did with Narelle.
Narelle,
which was a
long. That was quite some time
ago. Last year, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think it was because you were speaking about, you know, just attachment styles, right. Losing people, and that struck a chord in me.
Well, you know, aside from Harsh, let's pull the time back to October 2020 when we first started, okay? And look at our own careers.
We were in radio, still in radio.
Yes.
Same.
But I feel like all of us have evolved so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, especially Jeremy. Like, I see a lot of growth in you from then till now.
Not height-wise.
Yeah, definitely not height-wise.
I wish. Yeah. Okay, growth in terms of...
First of all,
okay.
You're more toned. You're more lean. I always tell her.
She's in great shape.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Gymming, the Pilates, they paid off, babe. And not just that, I think work-wise, career-wise as well. I see you hosting so many more events. You have so many more social media posting. Your TikTok is going great for you. Everything just seems to be working out.
My mental health is doing better. Can I just say?
That's the biggest win.
Mm-hmm. Hazy spoke to my ex-boyfriend recently.
Yes, I did.
And my ex-boyfriend actually said to her, what did he say?
He said really nice stuff. He said he's happy that Jimmy is in a better place and that she found someone who is more compatible for her. Yeah, so, I mean, great guy.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy always speaks well and wishes him well as well.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Wishing you well. Not that you wishing you well. But Hazy.
Yeah, but if there's... Yeah. Hang on. I just want to add one more thing. If there's one thing I wish people knew about Jeremy, it's how hard she works.
Oh, 100%. Aww, yeah. I literally just spoke to my mother about this yesterday.
Your mother?
My mother.
Why?
Because I was like, oh, Jem's coming back in January after like 2 months.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was like, oh, why did she take 2 months? I was like, she's so tired because she's so busy. She works from morning to night and nobody sees it.
Yeah. And she took time off from work to do more work. Yeah, she did more like hosting stuff, like her own
stuff.
Work thing, like her family thing. So I wish people can see how hard you work.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
But 加油!
加油! Correct. But I personally think that Hazy, since 2020 to now, firstly, you've had like 10 different hairstyles.
That's not wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. She had bangs, short hair, long hair, middle hair, like everything.
Yes.
All colours, yeah.
Correct.
But career-wise, you have just flown and grown above, way out of your league that you were in 2020. I think in 2020, you had big dreams. In 2024 now, you've realised those dreams. Can you imagine that? Both in work and in your personal life.
Oh, thank you. Actually, as we speak, today is the launch of my Chinese New Year song. It's a song written because it's the year of a dragon, okay?
Okay.
So my song title is called Sing Along, Dance Along.
It's so catchy. It's stuck in my head.
I let Jeremy hear it once just now and she said it's stuck in her head.
It's
which means
head.
I think it's a pretty successful
sing
song.
Sing along, dance along. Got dance also. Go on TikTok to do the dance.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Do you need backup dancer?
Don't need.
I mean, how incredible is that? She, you know, worked with all her best friends to make the music, the arrangement, the choreography, the music video, and she brought it to life. It's just Hazy.
With a huge hole in my pocket right now.
Okay.
As we speak.
But you will recover it.
I hope. And it's a dream that I've always wanted to accomplish. I mean, NDP hosting, making my own song. More to come, I hope. And I want to do more things in 2024.
Like you move into your new home in 2024. She's a homeowner now.
She's a homeowner.
Girl, her net worth just went up.
Correct.
Azura and I, actually, Azura is okay. Azura is about here. I'm like,
come on. You want to talk about net worth? Jermaine Tan.
No, I have no asset. Both on my body and
But you have ass. Got it.
Thank you.
A beautiful ass.
Thank you to Pilates.
And Zura.
I don't know. Have you gotten more loud? I'm trying to think.
Actually, a note from our PD.
Yeah.
Azura sounded really different compared to the first episode.
Oh.
She was a lot more soft-spoken, more gentle. But now she's got assertive vibe.
Assertive? Yeah.
Really?
Do you think so?
I know my voice has changed over the past couple of years.
For the better.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, people have been telling me that they like this voice.
Mm. It's nice. I like the raspiness, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, you know, in 2020, Azura already had DGAF vibes. Mm-hmm. But in 2024,
It's like through the roof. You will not find someone else who DJF harder than her.
Yeah. Mm. That's like, true though. Like, it's that's true though.
Is it worrying?
No, I don't think so. No. Actually, that's not just career based, on your personal level as well. Yeah. I like Harsh because, you know, it's a never ending journey. We all grow together. So here's another fun fact. Did you know how we were chosen to host the Harsh podcast together?
They no idea.
Our names out of a hat.
You're joking. You are joking.
Dude, obviously not, right?
I mean, we're having quite a story, no?
Okay.
Actually, this story is nicer. So according to our PDN, this question was raised on a couple of occasions, but she's never answered it properly. Ooh. So when she came up with the project idea, she knew that Harsh would involve three women, each with very distinct backgrounds for sure, but she just didn't know who. One thing for sure is that she wasn't looking for strong, powerful, inspiring role models. She was looking for calm, gentle and comforting friends.
I don't know.
But what she did say though
is that she knew she wanted radio DJs on Harsh. But she almost cast personalities out of radio because at that time was the COVID period.
Oh my gosh.
And it was tough to meet people in the company due to possible cross-contamination. Remember, MediaCorp had a whole Team A, Team B, Team X thing, as with many other companies. And at one point, she actually pitched to a couple of personalities and even met them. Whoa. But after consulting with her mentors, she decided to stick with the original plan. So Harsh had to wait till the COVID restrictions eased a bit for that to happen, right?
So basically, this is what happened in our company. Just a very quick summary.
Yeah.
During COVID, they were like, oh, we don't want you guys to contaminate each other with COVID just in case, right? And have an outbreak. So they split us into two groups. These two groups cannot see each other.
Ever. Not in the building, correct, not outside, correct.
But by some miracle, the three of us were in the same group. So I was supposed to be someone else. I'm not supposed to be here.
Really?
Yeah, I was supposed to be someone else on my station, but she wasn't in the same group. This could have looked very, very different.
Wow.
Yeah. We would not have been friends. We would still be friends-ish.
Yeah, hey, I never knew that. Leh.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd be sad if she knew that she was supposed to be here?
I think she knows. Oh, she knows. She knows. And you know, she's doing amazing. Mm. Oh, yeah, she's doing incredible.
But Jimmy, do you know that me and you, we were cast together? Oh. According to the PD, she hoped for at least two out of three of the Harsh girls to know each other on a personal basis. So that at least if things got awkward, we could salvage it a bit. So that's how we got together. But Zura, our PDN actually met you when you hosted our company's Hari Raya lunch. You might not have known this, but that's how she got to know you. Oh, and she had seen you play the violin on TV and probably wondered why a violinist was hosting MediaCorp's company Hari Raya lunch. And then she knew that you could speak English very fluently. You learned Malay in 2 years. And
in fact, you were chosen first. You were the chosen one.
Really?
We were the chosen second and third. Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
This is news to me. Actually, you can play the violin, you can play the guitar. Jimmy, what can you play?
Don't say.
Feelings. No, I can play
piano.
Piano. Okay.
Oh, so musically talented.
Our producer says she would just like to add that the stars just aligned and she's not one to question fate, but she has complete trust in the universe.
Oh, wow.
When she put our photos next to each other on the PowerPoint slide that she used to pitch Harsh.
Oh.
Can I insert, please?
Yeah, like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Big shout out to my boss as well, Arena Cook, for putting me up there. Oh. If not, I wouldn't be here. Because at that point, I was like, I was very new to the station as well.
In this industry, I think everything is really about fate. Yeah, you really can't question it. The jobs you get, the jobs you lose, you have to take it with a pinch of salt.
Mm.
Honestly, for me, Harsh, it's beyond like doing the podcast. But I think in my mind, it was always meant to be that we, as the three of us and the team, were supposed to come together. Mm-hmm. It was always meant to be for me that our paths crossed.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know how I believe in my red thread theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're born, you've got red threads attached to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And whoever you cross paths with in your life, basically, it's never by accident. It was always supposed to be because you've got a red thread attached to them.
Oh, wow.
Basically, it's destined to be.
So we all have threads.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Love it.
Interesting.
Yeah, in Chinese, it's called Hongxian.
Oh.
Literal translation.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I just want to add on also that all of the ideas, the scripts that we have come from our hardworking team here at Harsh. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you say, hey, this is a good idea. Can we talk about it? We toss the idea into the group chat and they work on it like immediately.
They make it a reality. Research. Yeah.
Yeah, they come up with the script. So we could never have done this on our own.
No.
Let's be honest.
No way. There's no way. And we also have some very talented people behind the camera.
Mm-mm.
Yes, big shout out to our...
We have seven people here today and a bunch of students. So...
yeah, very grateful la, compared to episode one where it was just a few of us in that studio.
It was like two people or three people.
Two people, yeah, yeah.
Probably. No, but the wildest thing, right? I was mm-hmm. just telling Hazy this, is that do you realize how much we have shared about our lives and also the lives of the people around us in the last 99 episodes? Sometimes you don't think about it, but if you were to listen to every episode, you could probably piece our lives together.
No, it's true. I actually usually tell people if someone listens to every single episode, you would probably know about like 80% of me because we share so much.
But somehow I just feel like it's so safe for me to share here, right?
I beg to differ on Azura's point. I feel like you could share more.
Guys, I'm a very guarded person.
Hey, our PD is nodding her head. She's like, Azura, you could share more.
Very guarded. I'm very
I don't think
personal.
You're guarded, babe. You are a very I be who I am kind of
I
person.
I am, but I be who I am mm-mm. without having to put it deliberately.
Okay.
Put it out there in the public.
Here's
you know
a challenge
mean?
For you in 2024.
Tell me.
As we cross over our 100th episode, to our listeners, the core listeners, right? Mm. Try, you know, giving that extra, just 10%. 10%.
Wow!
10 more percent.
All right.
And just know that you're safe. Not with the TikTok listeners, sorry. With the call listeners, the people that come up to us. Like, right. I watch Hush every week, you know, when I'm eating my dinner and things like that.
Oh my gosh, can I tell you a story? Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, I was out and then I bumped into this group of friends and they were seated at this table and then this girl says, oh my God, you look so nice today. In that moment, I was like, do I know you? Do I not? Because like the opening statement was a bit like, you know. And then I eventually found out they were Hush listeners. So I was chatting with them for a bit and then they said, so Azura, were you late?
Today, we were supposed to meet up for a breakfast. We haven't had one, the three of us, in like 6 months probably. And Azura did not wake up.
Overslept.
She
guys,
was
my
sleeping.
Alarm didn't ring.
Okay. I called her at the time the breakfast started. She was like, sorry, I just... I was like,
Well, but at least she made it for the recording.
Okay. That's so, a win.
Yeah, that's a win. But do you think you share more last time a Hush podcast or no? I mean, sometimes the TikTok comments really do get to us, let's be honest. Has it ever affected you from sharing your thoughts?
Here's the thing about this space. You come in, right? Mm-hmm. And most of the time we forget that it's going to be on the World Wide Web.
Right.
And that people are going to be listening to this. Because it feels like it's the three of us talking. You
it's
know
like
what
a
I mean?
Gossip girl who's sitting here having a chat.
And we're so comfortable with each other. We're so comfortable with the team. Like, honestly, there is so little about each other that we each don't know about. You know what I mean?
That's true.
We can complete stories for each other as That's they come right. up. So sometimes it just comes out so naturally that we just share more than we plan to.
I feel like, in fact, down the timeline, I'm sharing more and more on Hush Podcast.
You have.
At the start, I was still a bit more guarded.
Like hesitant to share.
Not just with Hush, with each other as well, right? Mm. I mean, when we just started out, we don't really know each other. But now like, we're also open to sharing and we really, really understand each other.
So thank you for, you know, listening to Hush and giving us a space to talk to each other like this is therapy or something.
Yeah, true. I know. Honestly, I feel like the purpose of Hush has evolved for me.
Yeah.
Just a bit. At the start, it's more to like spread positivity to our listeners. But now it's more of like telling them it's okay to be negative at times. You know, we go through these things ourselves and we want to share our experiences with you to let you know that you're not alone.
Oh, that's exactly it.
Right?
I just, you know, hearing people's experiences as well has made me feel less alone. Mm-hmm. So I hope that Hush can be that for you if you tune in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you girls know what is the most talked about themes on Hush Podcast so far?
Situationships.
No,
sex.
As in...
Close.
Sex, close.
Ooh.
I think the overarching theme is relationships.
Relationships. Oh.
Relationships.
Love.
Mm. Wow.
Remember we talked about, okay, yeah, sex, situationships, navigating relationships with your other half. In fact, like their mothers, their family.
True.
People they love.
Yeah. Posting them on social media or not. Mm-hmm. Telling your friends about them.
Actually, it's funny because we've talked about it so much, but I think there's so much more that we can go on and on
you
about.
Think so?
I think so, actually. Okay.
And in fact, if we did a topic today that we have done 2 years ago, I think the episode would be totally different because
that is true.
My views have changed.
Oh my God, you're right.
Right.
On
my views of love has changed.
Oh, how?
I feel like Hush, or mainly my co-hosts, have taught me that it's okay to let go. Not a step into every relationship thinking that I want this to be my last. But it never is my last. And at times when I'm broken, they step in to tell me, it's okay.
you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. So I feel like my outlook on love has changed a bit with all the guests that have been coming on Harsh Podcast and all the conversations we've been having, all the comments that I've read of our listeners out there.
You know, someone told me recently that love is a practice. Like everything else in your life, you, every time you do it, it's a different experience. Every time you do it, you learn something from it. So why do people think it has to be a one-time thing or this has to be the last thing? It's a journey and it's a practice every time you do it.
I think love, I have learned to love better
okay.
in the last 3 years from talking to people and understanding more. Because every week when we talk about these things, right, we are reading real research from like real psychologists and things like that. So sometimes you're like, hey, shit, like I could do better. This is me. This is quite toxic or negative. I could do better, right? And I think that's what Hush helps us to be a better version of ourselves every week.
And we are constantly evolving. On this note, let us revisit some topics that we have spoken about previously and see if our stand still holds, okay? Social media influencers on women. Do you still have the fear of dressing like a slut?
Not hazy. Check out 8 days.
Well, I love to dress in what I love to dress myself
in. It's not about dressing like a slut. It's about dressing
confidently.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever makes me happy.
Yeah. Correct. What if I think I look nice in?
I think I'm a bit more daring.
Yeah, you now. Are. Actually, all of us are, no?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. What about work-life balance? I feel like this is something very close to Jeremy, especially in 2023. Something that she's been struggling to achieve.
And trying to figure out as well.
I'm still struggling to achieve it. In order to have time to myself, I usually plan a calendar invite to myself saying, me time.
Hey, I do that too. Yeah. Rest time.
Me time.
Ooh, a little clock. Block anything else in it.
But then, 90% of the time, it's always taken over by work. Like my manager will text me, oh, this at this day, are you free for this? Okay.
But then there's a you thing.
That's a me problem.
Yeah, so I've recently heard someone over the radio say, a study that was conducted showed that people who took one rest day a week generally are happier and more productive.
I believe.
I mean, does it sound crazy to ask of yourself? One rest day a week?
Yes, leh.
A bit, like, honestly. Okay, how about half a day a week?
You know what, like, at least like, how about, like, a Sunday?
Yeah, like a Sunday off. No work, just time with your loved ones or even just with yourself.
Yeah, I think everyone should do that.
Yeah, I believe that it can really make you happy and more productive. In fact, I think Joe Kim said that on radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, they,
I just think
he
that...
Run.
Huh? He run.
I guess he runs to have the time to himself.
Correct, correct. success. Okay. What does success mean to you, girls?
Success to me, definitely monetarily. I'm trying to drop the idea, but it's very hard. Like, I, you know, you guys know, I can't say no to money, even if it eats into your rest time.
Of course.
You just say yes, because there's money involved, right? But I'm trying to see that there's more to life than just money, but also happiness. Yeah, I've been chasing happiness for, like, so many years.
I can tell from your IG stories. Oh. Suddenly, eh, she's in Bali. Suddenly, eh, she's in LA.
So anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
So anyway, so I've been chasing happiness for many years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I think Zura said on Hush Podcast is that you don't always have to be chasing for happiness. You can be happy today. Right? So I'm trying to do that and also maybe try to say no to something so that I have time to myself to be happy.
Maybe keep to that me time in your calendar.
Okay, I try.
Draw boundaries for yourself.
Right.
Wow.
I'm just trying to figure out what success means to Zora because she's always so happy-go-lucky. I don't think money defines her. I think she cares about money.
She cares about life experiences.
I do.
Yeah.
She does.
The more she experiences of life and new situations that she's never been in, I think that is a successful life to her.
Yes. I think I'm at this place where... See what I mean? I'm at a place in life where I just really want a life well lived. Like when I think about it at any point, you see, right? Here's the thing. I don't want to be only thinking about this at 60. I want it such that at any given point, at any time I'm stopped, at any day, if someone asks, I can say I've lived a life well lived.
Oh, wow.
She was a ball of sunshine.
Amen.
Is this like a, if I die tomorrow, you know, I lived a good life kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And I think a lot of it also is just wanting to be a better person every day. A better person in every aspect, you know? Like, just like that.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, funny you mentioned that, because on the topic of if we died tomorrow, would you girls have any regrets right now? Actually, I don't think I have.
Yeah, I would. Not having a kid.
Oh.
I want to at least experience
being a mom.
Being a mom.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else in my life that I need.
I'm so excited. Point. I'm fun on Azura, everybody.
Oh, God. I'm moving away.
I'll follow you.
Oh, God. I'm scared. Call the police. No, but I've done all the jobs I've wanted to. I've had all the love in my life that I've wanted to. I've traveled. Mm-hmm. I've not been a mom.
Hmm.
I've been a pet mom, but not an actual human mom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Zura? Any regrets?
I don't think so, actually.
Right.
Like, as much as there's a lot more that I would like to do and that I can do and would like to do, but at this point, as much as I can afford to do at this point in my life, I don't think so.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
That's so nice to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, what if you could revisit an old episode that we did?
Okay.
Back in the past.
Mm.
And did something differently. Which would it be?
I wouldn't do anything different.
Right.
Because at that point in time, that's how it felt.
Yeah.
Like we said, now if we revisit every topic, we will have different things to say about every topic. Actually, I have a challenge for us in 2024 is to go even bolder. Break more boundaries. Is it possible?
Yes.
It's possible.
Our PD is like,
she's like,
we're pushing it.
What else can we do?
Like, I'm ready.
I'm sure there's many, many more things we can do. But you know what? If I were to revisit an old episode, I think you guys remember the one we did about the ticking biological clock? And then we asked ourselves, are we worried? I think my answer then was like, nah, let me live life. I'm not worried. But I think that might have changed.
Wow.
I mean, with the recent breakup and me continuing to work harder in life, sometimes, right, okay, call me insecure, but sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and then I really just think to myself, wow, I've really aged.
Right?
Yeah, I just feel like, where's all the collagen in my face? Am I working too hard? Like, should I be doing something else with my life? So maybe now, if we were to revisit the episode, maybe I would have considered things from a different point of view. Maybe back then when we did that, I was happy. So I was like, nah, I'm not worried. Like, things will come.
But actually, conversely, I think I was more worried about my biological clock than I am now. I think now it's just like...
Because now you're happy.
Yeah.
Right? Ah, okay.
So maybe it's got to do with the state of mind that you're at.
Probably. I hear you.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap it up with some milestones you want to achieve and then final words.
Some milestones that we want to achieve for Hush.
For Hush and for yourself.
Do you think we can reach 200 episodes?
Can 100%. I'll be upset actually if we didn't, you know?
Mm. Do you think I'll have a kid by the 200th episode?
You would have given birth on Can, babe.
What are you talking about?
No, remember we talked about Hush Hush?
Yes.
There's the visual side of Hush Podcast, right? Yes. And then we said we're gonna document whoever gives birth first.
Mm. Dude, I got
that's gotta be Janine.
I got a pep smear on Hush Hush.
That is true.
The camera was outside the curtain while I was getting pat.
So we took 3 years, is it, to get here?
Yeah.
So another three lah.
No, because in between the seasons, we took a break.
Oh, that's right.
But now
right.
We're on season four.
That's
ever.
Right.
I would say
right.
Like another 2.5.
I'd say maybe 2026, 2027.
200 episodes.
My God, where am I going to be in life, man?
Yeah, we don't know. We actually don't know. Let's just make every episode count.
Yeah.
And yeah, just celebrate the time that we have. By the way, if you're watching us on YouTube, throughout this whole episode, Hazy and Azura have not let go of their hands.
Guys, my goal in 2024 is to work on my anxious attachment style.
You know, Azura is one person who I feel like very comfortable holding hands with.
Aww.
You know, it's like, don't need to let go one.
No,
sometimes I'll be like, I'll be worried whether like she feels uncomfortable or awkward. Yeah. But no, she clearly doesn't. So I'm just like holding on to.
Oh, I can't do it. I think I'm, as you can tell, I'm very avoidant. There's a big gap. No, I'm just not, I'm not
touchy.
Yeah.
No, but you're physical touch, no?
Yeah, with my boyfriend, not with the,
mine is with everybody, lah. I'm not kidding you.
I know.
Oh.
Your hands have been everywhere.
Okay.
Yes.
To wrap up this 100th episode, any final words for Hush listeners?
Like, thank you. Without you listening, we wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't have a job. Mm-hmm. We would still have jobs, but we wouldn't have this, right? Mm-hmm. And I really love it when people come up to us and they don't talk about being a radio DJ or whatever, TikTok, social media. They're like, I love Hush. They literally come out, I love Hush.
Yeah,
like that's, it just makes my heart melt. And sometimes it's guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I listen to Hush podcast. Yes. I'm like, whoa, yes.
Thank you. To me, I'm very grateful when people take time out of your busy schedules to send us a text message.
Yeah.
Sometimes we receive IG DMs on our individual accounts whereby we screenshot and we send it in the Hush chat so everybody gets to read it. I think it's really, really nice and heartwarming whenever we get texts like that because we all know it's not easy to put up just one episode. The amount of work that goes into this script.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like things like that, it takes a lot of time and effort from a lot of people. So thank you for contributing to our community and thank you for loving us.
We love you too.
I think at whichever point you had found us, thank you for sticking around.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for finding comfort in the things that we say, whether you agree or you don't agree. And, you know, just thank you for making it such a safe space for us as well because we're really not, you know, educating you, we're actually
sharing,
learning at the same time as well.
We're not perfect. We're just human as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, share with us more of your stories in 2024, right? You can stay completely anonymous. We just want to know the tea. So let us know. Let us know.
So today on our 100th episode, it would be really, really nice if you could follow us on Instagram, if you haven't already, at itsclarity.co.
That's right. And if you want to learn more about us, you can spend maybe, you know, the next couple of months catching up on every single of the past 100 episodes on Me Listen, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and turn on your notifications.
Yes, and check out our, what must be our fifth or sixth set of Hush Podcast on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Here's to the next 100 episode, girls.
I'm scared.
I love it.
Of what?
I'm scared. I mean, as it is, right? Every week we come in on Hush, and every week I'm like, oh my God, guys, I got a new story. Really? I have to go on for another 3 years with a new story every week?
The next 100 stories, Azura.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm Hazel.
I'm Azura.
And I'm Jermaine.
Happy 100 episodes. Yay! See you next time. Bye. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Make good decisions.
Oh, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
We would do a lot,
No, don't listen.